If you have your Bibles, again, we should call your attention to 2 Timothy, the first chapter. I'm going to read verses 3 through 7. 2 Timothy, chapter 1, beginning at verse 3. The Bible reads, "I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Hallelujah, Jesus. "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Supporting scriptures this morning, the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 4. "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit." The 27th Psalm, verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Hallelujah, Jesus. "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject this morning. Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. It is a blessing this morning be in the house of the Lord just one more time. It's a blessing to hear the praises come from the people of God as they lift up Jesus for the things that he is doing in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. As we listen to God's word this morning, we do encourage you to have no fear. For I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is right here in this place. His spirit is moving as I speak in the hearts of his people. For ye are God's people, that God made from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into your nostrils the breath of life, and now ye are living souls. The Bible says everything that hath breath ought to praise the Lord. Now, somebody may wonder, what do I have to praise him about? For as I look at my life, I'm going through so many different trials and tribulations. Out of all the good that I've done, it seems like I continue to catch hell in my life. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up because you tried and you tried and you tried, and it seemed like out of all of your efforts, it's seemingly like you're getting nowhere? But I'm here to encourage you this morning to not let the devil get the best of you. For in the midst of your trying, even though you may not have already arrived, even though it seems like that the world is against you, you know how sometimes out of all of your praying, out of all of your pressing, like doors are closed in your face, sometimes it seems like that you're backed up against a wall. I don't care how much I try to come out. It looks like every time I see my way out, there's always an overshadowing cloud that sort of overshadows my good day. I woke up this morning with joy in my heart, but after I got on my feet and realized that things are not all that I want them to be, but I come to encourage somebody this morning to not let the devil have the last say. You got a right this morning to have joy. You have a right this morning to tell the devil, you're a lie. I don't care what I've been through. That is behind me. Anybody in here glad that what you've been going through not going to last always? I remember many, many testimonies, and sometimes the old saints would say, trouble don't last always. Hallelujah. Somebody in here this morning got trouble in your life. You can't drink it away. You can't smoke it away. You can't love it away, but you're going to have to need the Lord to lead and direct your path. Once again, thank you, Jesus. God has allowed us to come together and to join one another in lifting up his holy name. This month, as we show and put special emphasis on the achievements of our ancestors as well as our peers whom we honor and respect, and we classify this particular celebration as Black History Month. I know that every day is a day of Thanksgiving. I know that not only in February, but all the other 11 months of the year, you are somebody. I understand this morning that it's all right to set aside a particular month to observe such a great heritage as we have. For I thank God for our heritage, because we come from a group of strong, faithful, bold, determined people that would not take no for an answer. Somebody might say, we got some folk in our lifeline that was bullheaded, that was stubborn, that refused to accept anything that was dealt to them. And I do believe this morning that from one generation to another, some of us have picked on some of those same traits. You can call me anything that you want to call me, but you cannot change who I am. I am somebody. When you got up this morning, I don't care what your neighbor thought about you. I don't even care what your family members think about you. My question is, what do you think about yourself? Are you somebody? Does God love you? Did not Jesus die for you? Glory, glory, glory. I feel him now. When I think about Black history, you got to understand this morning that wherever you have your mindset to go, those of us that are in here, it ought to be that heaven is my goal. But now, if that's not your goal, that's between you and whoever. I don't have anything to do with that. But what I want you to know this morning, that you can't get where you're going unless you know where you've been. So your history is very important to you. The Bible teaches us that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God is good today. He will be good tomorrow. But never forget that he also was good yesterday. Jesus Christ, the same today, yesterday, and forever. When you turn through the pages of our history, you'll find that life has always been a struggle. Most of us know what it is to have hard times. Most of us know that despite who you are, that many times you have been criticized and discriminated and been set apart because of the color of your skin. But nonetheless, we as a people, we as the black community, have accepted the fact that we are somebody. Now, somebody died that you may be where you are right now. When we think about history, history is a narrative record of significant events of the past, an account of what has already happened. How many times have you heard people say that they hope that history does not repeat itself? Why being? When you look at where we've come from, when you look at the mere fact that so many of us was beaten and imprisoned for things that we had not done. When you think about the human rights struggle, and when we think about how we got where we are and those that stood on the front line and realized that I'm standing in jeopardy of losing my life. But because of what I believe in, because of what I stand for, if I die, let me die. Now, it wasn't very long ago the other day that I was talking to you about, will a man lay down his life for his friends? That's what many of our forefathers have done for us. They did not know who would be the one to receive that mighty blessing. But they realize that things cannot continue as they are. There's got to be a break in this chain of events. My people cannot continue to go through life not being able to sit down anywhere that they want to sit. My people that I love and that I struggled for, they cannot go through life thinking that all the doors are closed in their faces. But somebody got to realize that even though mama didn't get to go to college, even though grandma never got a chance to finish high school, you don't have that problem. The only reason our young people don't make it is because they don't want to go. And what we have done, those of us that God have blessed to get a better job than mom and them had, to get a better way of life, we decided I'm going to help my child along the way. Most of us in here, we didn't come from families that had somebody to die and leave us so much that we were already set up. Yeah, I know in my household, you were told, you know how did we talk about, I won't be a car, I'm almost 16. When I in my house, you didn't even talk that stupid talk. You want you a car when you get grown and get you a job and buy you a car for yourself. I know some of you parents are being bombarded with those little questions right now. When am I going to be able to drive? When you get a job? We have created monsters in our society. The sad thing is that it was done out of love. Thank you, Jesus. You love your children so much. To some of you need a pair of shoes for yourself. Go to work sick. Go to work sometime with shoes that you done walked on so long, don't have no padding under the bottom, but you're going on anyhow. Then when you get paid on Friday or Wednesday or whenever your check comes, here you go running to the mall. Come on, Pastor. Fila, Adidas, Reeboks, Air Jordans. What about your plain old tennis shoes? Amen. Your child sitting in the house with a $55 pair of shoes on, and all you got in the freezer is a chicken. We don't need to let history repeat itself in us. It's time for us. Back up. Watch how you give. I'm not saying don't give to your child. That's your child. I know some of you think you don't tell me what to do. No way. The Bible teaches us, train a child in the way that he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. We must pass our love of God from one generation to another. Amen. We got to have enough Jesus in us to provide a solid foundation for our children. Amen. When we think of our loved ones that walked in faith before us and supplied the foundation of which we build upon right now. I thank God for those that walked before us. If it had not been for strong men and women that love God and realize that I got to make a sacrifice to give up what I want for myself for the cause of Christ. I found out with God all things are possible if we believe in the power of the Almighty God. But when we believe in God, we cannot be afraid. We got to have trust in God. David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" David had unconditional trust in God. For he was one that believed that because of the salvation that he had in God, that God was his strength. His life was one that he realized that I've been up and I've been down. I've been going through this, that, and the other. I've even been sick and down and out. But weeping may endure for a night. Joy cometh in the morning. And I know where my strength comes from. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to know this morning who you belong to. You better know this morning who you want to serve this morning. Sometimes our love goes from one breast to another. But we got to understand that we got a responsibility. We got to remind somebody that they've been blessed by the Almighty God. And you better understand this morning that if you are a believer of God, that every believer in the house this morning, God has given you a gift. Don't you know you got a gift this morning? All of the gifts just wasn't distributed to God's ministers. All of the gifts are not on the deacons. All of the gifts are not in the choir stand. But there are those all over the building this morning. Everybody in the house. If you are a believer this morning, then you got a gift from the Almighty God. When I think about what God has done in my life, I thank God for the gift. I look here in our text this morning. The Apostle Paul loved his beloved son. His son in the ministry by the name of Timothy. One that he loved with all of his heart. And I'm glad to know this morning that God will make a way out of no way. We better learn how to love one another. We better learn how to trust the power of God. Paul wanted to write to Timothy. For he realized that Timothy had a gift down on the inside. But just like you and like me, sometimes we sit down on God. Sometimes we won't let go and let God. Sometimes we're more worried about who looking at us than about what God has done for us. You see, if I cry, I found out that I can make some ugly faces when I get tore all up. But I'm not worried about how I look. I'm not worried about what you think. Somebody might say this morning that he ain't nothing but a crybaby. But I'm glad that I got something to cry about. I'm glad that God is on my side. Oh, y'all. When I look here in the Word of God, I find that Paul wrote to Timothy. Paul said, "I am an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God according to the promise of the life of Jesus Christ. I send this letter to my beloved son, May grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, Jesus Christ our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers, with a pure conscience that without ceasing, I remember thee in my prayers. See, you got to learn that when you love somebody, you ought to think about them day and in the night. All day long, all night long, somebody in the house ought to be praying to the Lord thy God. I believe this morning that Paul had a desire. You see, right now Paul is in prison and he cannot get to his son, for he's locked up in bondage. But Paul said, I desire to see you. I'm mindful. In other words, I remember, Timothy, when I left you, how you cried like a baby. I can see Timothy right now, oh, crying his eyes out. Said, there's my mentor, my man of God, my pastor, my all in all. They taking him off to jail. They gonna kill him. They gonna cut his head off. And I'm not gonna see him anymore. What am I gonna do? But I'm glad that Paul realized all I gotta do is encourage my son. See, Timothy, I know that you're young. I know that you got to go through. But don't worry. Don't worry about what you're going through. What I want you to know this morning is that if you trust God, everything is going to be all right. When he wrote to Timothy, he said, Timothy, I can remember that you got genuine faith. You are not hypocritical. You are not wishy-washy. You are not shouting the fence. You're not hot one day and then cold the next day. You don't speak one day and the next day turn your back. But I found out that you are true to the word. And I know why. Because when I look at your offspring, when I look at your heritage, you had some folk in your life. Your grandma, love the Lord thy God. When I look in the word of God, it said Grandma Lois, she loved God. Your mama, by the name of Eunice, she loved God. And I am persuaded, I believe that same love is in you, Timothy. And because you got the love, because you've been on a solid foundation, I want to let you know, there comes a time that you cannot be afraid. Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. Oh, when I think about this, I found out that everybody got a gift. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus, the Bible said, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but given us the spirit of power, the spirit of love, the spirit of a sound mind. I'm glad that I can stir up my gift. Our gifts come from the Lord. The Bible said that there are diversities of our gifts. In other words, we got different gifts, but they come from the same spirit. They're the same God that blessed you, that blessed me. One is given the gift of wisdom. One is given the gift of knowledge. One is given the gift of faith. I'm glad that somebody got the gift of healing. Another can work out a miracle. There's somebody, Baba, that can speak prophecy in your life. There's somebody this morning. There's somebody that can lay hands on you. There's somebody by the name of Jesus that will stir up your gift. You better recognize where you come from. And I want somebody to know that I want to encourage you. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Don't quench the spirit. But you better get up. You better wake up. You better yield what you got. I'm glad that I got a gift. And this gift, I got a gift that I got to share with somebody. Don't be afraid to use your gift. Use your gift in season and out of season, whether they want to hear you or not. Use your gift. Lift up your voice and sing to the Lord. Utilize your gift in the name of Jesus. God said one day, hallelujah, hallelujah, I will. Woo! Somebody, gotta stir it up. Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. It's all over me. I feel it in my hand. I feel it in my feet. I feel it all around me. I can't help but praise God. Don't be afraid. Woo! Woo! Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. It's yours. God gave it to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. Glory. Glory. I'm stirred up now. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory. See, I found out whether it's 2 or 2002, the Lord is still worthy of all of the praises. I found out that even though they don't want to go with you, you don't have to worry about nothing. I can go on by myself. Oh God, I'm marching. You know, sometimes we sing, we are marching up the King's highway. But if I have to change that we to I'm marching, I'm going to march on. And I'm going to keep on marching until I know that Jesus died. His death was not in vain, but it was to his glory. Don't be afraid to stir up your gift. Hallelujah, Jesus.